that whole question of the terrorists using World Heritage as targets in a way, and almost as agents of publicity or communication, how can the World Heritage Committee or how can the convention help in that? Maybe we should go back and talk a little bit about how the situation during your presidency, the, what you did when the terrorists in Mali were threatening to destroy the tombs, and we had the Minister of Culture in the committee asking for help, and how the committee responded.
Yes, it was a very sad moment, I would say, sad tragic moment, because I remember she was crying. When everybody, you know, we read it in media that it was destroyed, the Timbuktu, these tombs. So yes, members of the committee, thanks to our French ambassador at that time, Daniel Rondeau, who made this, let's say, proclamation from an appeal to the world. From the members of the committee, and we made it in the center of St. Petersburg. In my opinion, from the point of view of human solidarity, it was very important. We can't be silent. World Heritage, how we can express our feeling, what we think about such action. We are not military. We can't take guns, and so we only can appeal to the human solidarity against such vandalism.